you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
What good are angels that you can't see? On the next edition of Renewing Your Mind, Dr. R.C. Sproul will teach us about the ministerial role of angels during the days of Elisha and later in the life and ministry of Jesus. Join us on this station for the next Renewing Your Mind with Dr. R.C. Sproul.
Heard at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Monday through Friday on WCNO. Attention homeowners, if you're about to be transferred, promoted, or have been recently laid off, if you've fallen behind on your house payments, even if you're in foreclosure, Start Fresh Home Buyers wants to buy your house today. They're not realtors or in any way associated with a real estate agency, and they buy houses, and they want to buy yours today. For details, information is available at startfreshflorida.com or by phone at 772-260-2035. You can find out how easily you can sell your house for a fair price in as little as 7 days, even if it's vacant or needs repairs. How your mortgage payments, even back payments, can be completely taken care of starting now. How to sell your house quickly, even if you have no equity or owe more than it's worth. The website at startfreshflorida.com has all the information, or they're available at 772-260-2035. They want to buy your house now. There's no obligation at all. Information will be kept confidential. You may contact them at startfreshflorida.com or at 772-260-2035 today.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
How many of you know that the only position in the kingdom that is open is called servant? I don't care what kind of call God you got on your life. It's called servant. And whatever position you got, then you serve the Lord in what he's called you to do. You become a servant. And you know, just because we can put 5 Bible verses together doesn't mean that God has called us to have an international ministry. Because it's not just about knowing the word. You got to know his voice. You got to be able to hear his voice. Is everybody all right this morning? Am I doing all right? There have been times in my life that I have had to know his voice. Because in the middle of my trials, I've had so many different contradictory words going on. I got to a point that I didn't know what I believed. And if I couldn't have heard the voice of the Lord, I wouldn't have made it out of some of the trials I got into. Come on now, we've got to know his voice and know that he is able to keep everything that he has committed unto us. That's why it's so important. There's a lot of people out there that know the word and they lost as they can be. You got to know his voice, amen? And we got to be able to hear him in the midst of the storm. Listen, I've been into the midst of some storms before and some battles and some wildernesses in my life. And thank God I could hear his voice. Thank God he spoke to me and gave me some direction. And I had something to lean on, amen? We know people can twist up the word. There's 5 million different denominations in the world. Which doctrine are you going to believe? Can I just tell you? Believe his voice. He's speaking to us, amen? That ought to be every believer's prayer in this house this morning. God, teach me how to hear your voice. Lord, let me learn how to recognize and know the voice. Let me hear the noise of heaven in my life. That ought to be our prayer, amen? Teach me how to hear you in the midst of opportunities. Teach me in the midst of battles how to hear your voice. Because if I can hear your voice, then I can obey your voice. And if I can obey your voice, then I can see a breakthrough come into my life. The truth is most of us, most of the time, are just looking for a set of complicated instructions, and we're looking for something that's kind of complicated, when all God is just looking for is simple obedience. Do this. Yes, sir. Be faithful to the house. Yes, sir. How many of you know this morning, it's good to have knowledge. Knowledge will give you the tools that you need to live a good life, an abundant life, a blessed life in the kingdom. But how many of you know that you need to have wisdom with the tools to know how to use the tools that he gives you? Because how many know a power drill ain't going to do you no good if you don't know what the power drill's for? It's the same way in the kingdom. So how many of you want some wisdom this morning? Let me see your hand. Anybody want some wisdom in the house? Praise the Lord. Say, I need some wisdom. This is my yes season. Come on, shout it out. This is my yes season. It's my yes season. And God said, if you want some wisdom, don't underestimate these four little things. And here's why. He said this. He said, the ant prepares for winter in the summertime. You say, Pastor, what are you talking about? Here's what I've come to tell you this morning. The ant ignores where he is because he's making preparation for where he's going. Let me try it again. The ant ignores where he is because he's making preparation for where he's going. Amen. His message today, if the ant could get up here and preach the sermon this morning, his message is, ready yourself. Prepare yourself. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Prepare yourself. There's a new season coming. There's a new day coming. You ain't going to stay where you are. God's moving you to a new realm and a new dimension in every area of your life. It's summertime, but winter's coming. Amen? Watch this. He's preparing himself. And number one, the ant totally disregards what happened last week, what happened last year, all the doors that opened, all the doors that closed, the people that have come, the people that have left. He totally disregards all of his yesterdays because he's focused entirely on his tomorrows. He's preparing for tomorrow. Do you realize how many people are ineffective in the church today because they spend their whole life looking backwards rather than looking to the next season of their life? On what could have been, what should have been, what would have been? And they show up on church on Sunday going, I missed my opportunity. Instead of just looking forward. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, it's a terrible thing to be 35 years old and you're still crying over what happened when you were 20. There comes a day in our life when we have to stop sitting in the corner feeling sorry for ourselves, sucking our thumb, stand up and say, that's over, it's in the past, it's gone, it shouldn't have happened, but it did happen. But I recognize there's another season coming to my life. I'm not licking my wounds anymore. I'm not crying anymore. I'm not sitting in the mud puddle eating dirty worms anymore. I'm moving into the season of my life that God called, and I'm being prepared. I'm readying myself for what God has for me next. Somebody say, there's a next. There's a next. Amen. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. You will never, ever be wise working backwards. There comes a time in our lives when we have to stop living on memory lane. Oh.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church that has been serving our community for the last 2 years. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
How many know there are people in leadership today that refuse to take steps of faith? They're all hunkered down. They're in a defensive posture because the last time they stepped out in faith, they were very disappointed, and they don't want to be disappointed again. It's all over the church. There are people today in the church that are afraid to build new relationships. There are people that are afraid right now to plug into Truth Church because they're afraid they're going to get hurt. And they're sitting with gifts and calling and anointing on their life, but they don't want to get hurt. You hurt me. Sorry, forgive me. Move on. Tomorrow's a new day. I mean, have people been hurt in some church somewhere all the time? I've been hurt in every church I've been to. Come on now. I've had people love me up one day and then call me the devil the next day. I mean, one day. I'm not exaggerating. So what happens? What happens? They spend their whole life moving forward, looking in the rearview mirror, and they're wondering why they keep crashing. Listen to me this morning. You cannot spend your life wisely while looking backwards. God has another day. There's a dawn of a new day in your life. There's a dawn of a new day in this church. There's a dawn of a new day in your ministry. There's a dawn of a new day in your family. It's your yes season. God is saying there's a new day for this house, and it's time to prepare for the next season that's coming to this house, for the next season that comes to the school, for the next season that comes to your house, to your business, to your family, to your career. There's a new season that's always continuously coming. Prepare yourself. Ready yourself. And watch this. The ant not only ignores what's behind him, he ignores his present. I say, what do you mean, Pastor? Here's what I mean. He doesn't need all the spoils that he gets immediately because he recognizes, he learns what it means to have delayed gratification. You will never, ever, ever be successful until you learn how to wait. I mean, God's not looking for flashes in the pan. If you eat all the spoils of your victory and consume it now, you're not going to have nothing for your tomorrows. And God is wise enough to know this. The ant is wise enough to know this. He's got faith enough to believe, I'll be here next season. Do you got faith enough to believe that you're going to be here next season? Come on now. He says, I'm going to be here next season, so I'm preparing for it now. I mean, if you're preparing for the next season of your life, then that means that you're not ready to check out yet. You know what else that means? That means that my enemies don't intimidate me. My troubles don't intimidate me. I might have been to hell and back. But you know what? When it's all over, I'm still going to be standing because I know who's on my side. And I'll be here in the winter season because I'm preparing for the winter season of my life. I'm not going to die in this season. Touch somebody and say, I'm not dying in this season. I just want to thank God. My buddy Paul's here today. Wave at us, Paul. We just about lost him this week. Fell out on the kitchen floor and couldn't breathe. Had to call 911 and really bring him back. He was gone. But you know what? There's a drive in his heart that says, I'm not dying this season. God's got a plan for my life. I've got goals. I've got things I've got to finish. Somebody say, I'm not dying this season. Listen, I've come to tell somebody this morning, you might be in the biggest trial of your life. You might be going through the biggest hell of your life, but I got news for you. You're going to stand and you're not going to die in this season. Amen. Huh? Somebody touch somebody and say, it's my yes season. We've got to make preparation for where we are going. Amen? How many know it's the trick of the enemy to get us consumed and distracted by what's going on in our life today? What's going on in our present situation today? Whether it's success or whether it's failure. How many know we can be consumed with success? And we can be consumed with failure. Well, Mom, just things are going good in my life. I have no reason to complain. Things are wonderful. Well, you ain't doing nothing in the kingdom. See, if the enemy can get you to become consumed in your success, he will rob you of your destiny tomorrow. And you'll never fulfill the call of God on your life. And all of a sudden, you'll find out that God has moved on and you're still celebrating something that has no life. You're still living in the present and God's done moved to the future. Be trying to rebuild the former glory and how it used to be. Well, I remember when. And we used to. And that's when. Well, those times are over. God's doing something new. And get on the ship. Most of us down at the airport when the ship comes in. I mean, no, God's not trying to get us back to the book of Acts. I had a guy say to one time, we're going back to the book of Acts. We're going to have church in the house. I mean, that's what God was doing in the book of Acts, but that's not what he's doing now. If it's what he's doing now, man, he's wasted billions and trillions of dollars building churches all over this country. God don't waste money. We're going back to the book of Acts. God's not trying to go back to the book of Acts. That's where it started. We're moving forward. We're moving on. God's got a plan. We're going into the next season of our life. He's trying to get us to what he has prepared for us. He's trying to move us into the season of our life that's going to be productive. Amen? How many know God's more up to date than tomorrow's newspaper? Matter of fact, he knows what's getting put in the news before it gets put in the news. The Drudge Report ain't got nothing on the God Report. And what he is looking for is he is looking for people that are not distracted in their successes, and he's looking for people that are not distracted by their failures. Amen? How many of you understand this morning that a true disciple of Christ lives in the future and only tolerates the present? That's really the life of faith. Looking for your tomorrows. Amen? And how many know if you wait for the season to get here to begin to prepare for it, then you're already too late? Come on, we don't go out and put boards up on the house in the middle of a hurricane, do we? Well, it's 130 miles an hour there. I better put some plywood on my window. No. We do it a few days before the hurricane comes, don't we? Come on, amen. The ant says, I'm living in the summertime, but I'm preparing for the winter. Come on, now that means I'm not going to be distracted by my critics. I'm not going to be distracted by my battles. I'm putting my hand to the plow, and I'm moving in faith to the thing that God has ordained for my life. How many know God's ordained some stuff for your life? It's good stuff.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Have you read the book of Zephaniah recently? What about Ecclesiastes or Titus? Well, if these books are a little unfamiliar to you, maybe it's because you've never read or studied the entire Bible. Actually, not many Christians have. But you can go through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee and do it every 5 years. We invite you to join with us in a very delightful and profitable time of studying God's Word right here on this station every weekday.
That's Through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on WCNO.
How good and pleasant it is. Together in unity, and praise the Lord, how good and pleasant it is when we dwell together in unity, come on, and praise the Lord, praise the Lord, come on.
Together in unity, and praise the Lord. Everybody sing praise the Lord.
is to the west, the north is to the south. What we're gonna do?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, we're all gonna
praise the Lord.
Hey,
praise the Lord.
No matter who comes against us, no matter what the world says, we're gonna
praise the Lord.
wish I had just one more day. Pray I trained him well enough. When he tells me he's in love, wonder how the years flew by. Looking back, I will smile. Though the world said go, I will not regret, not even for one day that I stay. To grow. Years go by like minutes. Years go by like
There is one thing that I need, one thing that I see, to dwell in your presence all my days. There is one thing that I need, one thing will I see, to gaze upon the splendor of your face.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Family Matters, a day.